Morning?
Afternoon.
I have a problem with my biological clock. It gets lost. It's really bad that we didn't have the other presentation to buffer my presentation. I didn't want to go to present after LA. So I need to do some reframing so you know where I am coming from. I am presenting here in behalf of a really great group of people who is doing the heavy lifting in this particular project. And as I will explain to you, this is part of our big initiative for change in our Department of Health and Human Services. I am Jose Tier Montero. I am the director of the Department of the Division of Health and Human Services, Department Division of Public Health Services. And I am the state epidemiologist as well. Which one do I use to advance? Oh, I am using the wrong one. After last week's meltdown in the financial system, I really have nothing to disclose. Not even a pension anymore, not that I was planning to retire. So New Hampshire is really an interesting state. We are 1.3 million people in the opposite corner of where we are right now. Quite different. 96% U.S. born, 96% white. We are regularly and normally one of the two or three top states where you go and you measure what's the healthiest state of the nation. We are there. Not because we apply the Greyhound therapy and send all the people with diseases down to Massachusetts, even though some days we may be doing something like that, but because of the demographics of our population. And knowing that, we know that we have a different challenge and a whole different situation that we have to deal with. And we are there as one of the best, healthiest states in the nation without real local or regional public health infrastructure. We only have the big Department of Health and Human Services at the central level, and two of our cities have local health departments that are independent and fully functional. Our big metropolis, comparing here to my neighbors, are 100,000 people, just two zeros less of what they usually do. And those are the real diverse places in New Hampshire. Those are where the few minorities that live in the state, ethnical or cultural, are located. And that's quite an interesting one. We're starting to do, okay, what are we going to do as a community assessment? What are we going to assess? Are we going to do this by town? Are we going to do this by city? Our county governments are not really strong. They exist because they were created in our country, and they only do county jails and nursing homes, and not all of them are in the business, and some of them are actually trying to get out of it for obvious reasons. So when we're talking about community assessment, we go back again to who do we want to assess and how frequently and what do we want to get out. At the Department of Health over the last several years, we actually do believe that we need somebody out there that is not just the state health department. Actually, because we are in New Hampshire, the state of live free or die, we distrust government and we are the government. So we actually do need somebody else out there to be that interface and to bring that message out to the communities and from the communities to us, so we have a better dialogue and we know how we are trying to get those things. So we have been trying to create different systems. Okay, do we provide data by county? Do we provide data by town? Do we provide just the state data, and the state data will kind of hide a few things that we would like to see? So we decided that, okay, if we're going to build this infrastructure and trying to develop this relationship with locals or regions, whatever they are, we need to have data available in different ways. So whatever institution comes or whatever structure comes out to be, they can get whatever they need. And the department, actually, with the bioterrorism money, the public health emergency preparedness money, decided that we didn't have that local capacity. We needed to create it. So we started working with hospital service areas. We have 26, so it was too many. We said, let's pare it down. We went down to 19 because, of course, nobody wants to give up anything. Oh, this is my region and this is my turf and I'm going to kill if you try to take it away. So now we are kind of killing some. So we are down to like 13, 14, and they don't know yet, so don't tell them. But we are getting them down from those 26 to 19, and we are looking now into 13, 14, 14 and a half type of regions from an emergency preparedness component. At the same time, we try to map that with SPIF, that is another federal grant. So how are we going to do the strategic prevention frameworks and how do they overlap with this? And then we got another federal grant for environmental public health tracking, and then they are asking for the county data, where county data in New Hampshire is almost irrelevant. So what we're trying to do is trying to match up all those things in something that is useful, consistent, and is going to outlive the grants. Which is quite a challenge. So we are looking at what we had. We don't want to reinvent the wheel, of course. So we went and we looked, okay, we have the works system, kinda, sort of. We have been trying to develop it for several years, and it hasn't ever been really out there ready for full use. And in that work system, we have five data sets: birth, death, cancer, inpatients, and emergency departments. As you see there, we don't include the traditional data that most of the time the media is looking for. What infectious diseases we have? How many cases of tuberculosis? And I kind of make jokes around the people here in California because you have to forgive me or not. We have around 14 cases of tuberculosis per year. That is more or less what you diagnose in a day. I know that. We are lucky, again, as I said, and even though we don't have foreign borns in New Hampshire, I used to joke that I was the only one. 80% of our cases of tuberculosis are in foreign-born populations. So how do we tackle those specific demographic needs of population that we can't even count? So that's another challenge that we are trying to put there. And we were looking at what type of regions can we use. So I already told you, counties, yeah. Hospital service areas, well, it's the only one that we had. Senate districts, well, we have two. Public health networks is the ones that we created that I just explained. And towns, we have 234, and there is no way that I'm going to provide data at that level, especially because some of the towns, it's like if you blink, you miss it. So we can't release information because it's going to break all confidentiality rules. So we are trying to provide standard indicator reports for things, as you can read in this particular slide. So unintentional injuries, invasive cancers, leading causes of death by age group, which are the traditional things that we always give to people. And with this leading cause of death by age group, I had a huge fight with everybody, including some of my own staff. Some of them may be sitting here in this room. I don't know if they came. Because I keep telling people, I don't care that people die with cardiovascular diseases when they are 70 or 80. You know, we are going to die. What we need really to look is at what is the potential life lost. How can we better assess the quality of the health that we have? How can we assess the quality of what we are doing? And that is where we are trying to move. So we are providing the years of potential life lost by leading cause. Instead of looking at why are you dying from when you were 80, it's why did you die when you were 50 and how many years you lost with this particular disease. And again, we have a whole different demographics than several other of the big places. So it offers a whole different perspective. Ambulatory care sensitive conditions in patient discharges and inpatient discharge for medical surgical care complications. So those are kind of a standard thing that you always see out there. So what we're trying to do is support the development of a new system, something that is kind of innovative, for us at least, that provides information for public health decisions and policy. Now, the interesting piece about the policy is that, again, we're a small state. We have two big universities, one private, one of it's in the Ivy Leagues, Dartmouth, and one public, that is UNH, that, again, is one of the good public universities in this country. And each one of them has an MPH program, and we have a couple of foundations and groups that are interested in health and in public health. And I separate those because most of the time when people is talking about, oh, we care about health, actually they are talking about disease, and by disease they are talking about care of disease, not health or public health, as we would love to understand it. So we're trying to match those things and to decide who is going to be using our data. So what we're trying to do is a test bed for developing these new methodologies. And we are trying to do a web-based data dissemination system. Today, everything is in the web, and to community health practices. So we got the grant for the first time last year?
Yeah.
Last year, yeah. And our application was basically to focus on the web-based data dissemination system, which differs from what Florida is doing, and it differs from what LA just showed you. And we hope to get this for the next 10 years. So that's a misspelling there. So you are forewarned, Nelson. It's not just five. So we need to augment what we are doing. And we need to do it by creating new modules of things that we believe are quite important at this stage of the game. We want to put the Verfus survey out there, all the risk factors. But that's a tricky thing because we have we are 1.3 million. So when you're doing that type of survey, basically you get the state. In some places you get counties as little, smaller counties, but we didn't used to. Only in the last couple of years, last couple of years, we were able to add enough to go down to a county level analysis. Comprehensive healthcare information system. We get access to the whole claims database, and we are developing already a system for that and performance measures. And in performance, we're trying to measure how the system is performing, not just how the department is performing, which are two separate and different things. So we are going to put all that out there, form a comprehensive community health profile that will include key indicators in the ones that you had in the slide before and the ones that you have in this particular slide by the region that you want to analyze. And that's the challenge. So we need... Is that because I stand somewhere here?
No.
I don't want to die here. No. This is not such an electric presentation. So our big barrier is the geographic flexibility that we need to have. And how do we balance that with privacy concerns? And in New Hampshire, you need to remember where this is. This is New Hampshire. We don't want the government, we don't even want people using electronic medical, some people don't want electronic medical records because that's bad because everybody's going to have access to your information. We decided that we're going to have a few chosen ones and give them, because our IT capability use a VPN system where the people that we knew were going to use most of this data have some direct access, that we created a VPN system for them. But most people will not need exactly the same level of those researchers, so we have to create a public portal for them. And that takes a lot of time. And if you have been involved with any IT project, you know that one thing is what you think are you going to get. Nothing has to do with the time frame that you set up for, and absolutely has nothing to do with your budget. So we have several parallel systems trying to go at the same place and make reports available in the way we can, but we know that this enhanced system is not going to be as ready as we wanted this year. So we are doing a couple of things. We develop a system that has a menu-driven library. People can request those indicators, and if they have some questions that are not part of those standard indicators right now, they can just email us, fill out some forms and some requests in the system, and we will do those for them. So that's where we are at, and I'm going to show you a few shots of the screens of what we have. Quite simple, clean interface. You can see in the... This is the right. This is my right. Well, this side, whatever, if it's left or right, you see this list that says home. I don't know if you can see it from the back. Report library, request reports, background, future plans, documentation, other resources. And it has a couple of links, report library and request reports. So we explain to them, hey, guys, you got it. You are here where you're going to get really great data, and you can request existing reports or you can do your own query, whatever you want. So you already have a chosen one. You know that you need whatever type of data. Then you choose the indicator reports, and we have a few steps. It's not too many clicks. So you can choose what data set you want. So you can choose from the bottom, you know, behavioral risk factor surveillance system and so forth. And then you choose by when, by county, and you get it. You choose whatever information, and those are actual shots of the system. So people is already getting this information and using it as a state. With birthdays, we have a big issue, as I was saying, because we developed this for the state. We are right now starting to write the one for county level for the first time. But what happens if people don't want to use the counties because nobody uses the counties? How can we get into the other ones? And so we had a lot of work to do. Our team and our state birthdays person program, that's one person, actually incredibly capable. It's a huge advantage when you have a program that's just one person and you always fear that somebody else is going to steal them from you, are working in developing a weighting methodology. So how do you weight this, and it's accurate to have it as one of our public health emergency regions? It is accurate if you develop those by the same, use the same numbers by the Senate districts? Is, can you get a different regional approach, and can you translate those numbers at the same level? And actually, this is unofficial, but last week they had a meeting where they showed that in 95% of the time, the system is consistent with the small changes, allowing us with a different weighting methodology to use those birth indicators, which is great because actually put us in a really good place for the changes that CDC is going to be implementing down the road. The other thing that we have here is people can request custom-made reports. So they come, give us their information, and they choose whatever they want. So in this particular case, the example has birth rate for teens ages 15 to 19. And of course, we have one of the lowest ones in the nation. They can choose it by county. They can choose the year. And then this is the form as it gets developed. And they just say, complete the order. And it will go to our staff. And they will work on this, send it back, post it. And we are eventually going to get all this automated. But it's part of the build-up that we are doing. If you keep looking into the bar in the this side, and if you go to documentation, you're going to see that we're offering several different links there. You have an user's guide. So we know that not everybody who comes for data is a researcher. So we help them how to use data and how to interpret data, and even help them how to ask the right questions so you know what type of data you need. And that's a key issue because, again, we are just developing those regional partnerships. Those are not regional health departments. Those are not local health departments. Those are some of the community groups that may want to come and do some sort of assessment. What are they going to ask? We all go and check, oh, I need to know how many people died and how many. And that may not be the right question for them. We are really looking at the public health of the future. What we need to do is look into all these risk factors and how do they interact with everything else that is going on in the policy around the state, and how maybe climate change is going to impact them in those particular things. So we are trying to develop those so we can help them. There is a user's guide of what birth is, how is defined, how those things work, what geographic areas they can really get to in a level that is useful, and what years of data are available. And then the final tab is other resources. So we tell them we don't have it, but you can go X, Y, B, or C place, and so forth. So that is what we are doing so far. We are quite proud of it because people are starting to use it and have, and they found that it's quite a responsive system. As I said, we are trying to link this with some other of our database and our programs. And we have the Environmental Public Health Tracking Program that has a goal as well, to develop a portal. So we are saying we're just going to have one for everybody. And you didn't hear this, but we are going to tell everybody at CDC who is giving us a grant, we developed this for you, and only for you and nobody else than you. But I don't want five different portals. It doesn't make any sense. I don't want a portal for chronics. I don't want a portal for infectious diseases. I don't want a portal for this claims data. I don't want a portal for performance. All of this has to be systematic, and it has to be integrated. And I have the advantage that I am not just a state FE. I became the director not long ago, so what I was pushing before, now I'm going to make it happen, which it's interesting. So that is where we are. So thank you very much.
Thank you all. The floor is now open for questions. Go ahead.
If I understand correctly, your data are self-indicators. And I was wondering if big question. And by mechanism, do you mean a tool or a, or?
Well, it could be from, I mean, I'm a psychologist. Uh-huh. Individual, you know, theoretical mechanism mm-hmm. change. There's lots that could be at the societal level, like right.
Right, and I hope I understand your question. What we encourage our communities to do when they are looking at quantitative and qualitative health data is to not only look at the number, look at what are the root causes, to do root cause analysis and use those kinds of tools. So I would say that would be the mechanism that we would provide technical assistance around that, to actually not so much look at the health problem, but look at what were the root causes. Does that?
What is a root cause
analysis? Oh, a root cause analysis, and if you do, you can do it in connection with performance, or you can do it with disease states. It's and there are all different methodologies to do it, like the five whys or the fishbone analysis, where you actually sketch things out and you have your cause of death, and then you would list what are all the contributing factors, and then when you have your contributing factors, you can look at what are our resources around those factors, like early premature mortality from tobacco, and then look at what were the risk factors of those. Do people have comorbidities? Do they use smokeless tobacco or environmental tobacco smoke? And then you could take each of those and look at what are the things that contribute to that behavior. And that helps you kind of peel back the layers to look at what actually is the true cause. So it's a process. It's not so much like a place you can go to on a website, and there's lots of tools around those. And we encourage communities to do that sort of thinking, and that not only helps in that one particular area, but then you'll begin to see cross-cutting themes. And it may be education, or it may be those things that we refer to as social determinants of health generally turn out to be those things at the bottom. So I hope that sheds a little bit of light on that.
Thanks. Any other questions? Going? Go on. Please, let's thank these presenters for their for taking time to come and talk to us today. If you have any questions, please come and talk to them. You never got back to me.
Oh, well, I thought that I would
come out
like with it.
The self assessment, you talked about the survey that there was going to be done?
No, I remember I called you about. You were documenting
your state. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have not got the information out to now.
You have what?
I haven't got the information from you.
I thought you were going
to. You are going to contact the state epidemiologist to get information.
No, that was not what I understood. I understood that was something that your office was working on.
No, I sent an email. Where are you the person that I sent an email to?
Was it Nature with me?
I could check my.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I sent it so that you can follow up, so that someone at your office, and they send me the name of the person, and I spoke with the guy.
Well, maybe it's through the profile.
I don't know. I can't remember. But the guy said he was going to send the question out.
Was it a Pakistani generally goals or?
I cannot remember, but I remember that I remember it's a guy, because he called me. He apologized that it's been since last year.
Yeah, I know.
He apologized.
That was
yeah, the guy apologized that he was sorry that it was taking forever and that he was going to jump on it. That was almost 3 to 4 months ago.
The national
Well, I mean, however he wants to do it, I don't know. I just want them to get us the information so we have that. So that, I mean, for example, when you go out like this, you have to say that we have 50 states, but of these 50 states, assessment is Samaritan in only these states. But we don't have that information.
Okay, well, yeah.
But what I will do is when I get back to the office, I'm going to check my emails and send the name of that person to you so you can help me follow up.
Okay, that would be great.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, I don't recall that, but yeah, let's work on that.
Oh, yes. Thank you, sir. Yeah, because I have the email that he sent to me also.
Okay,
on it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Do you know her, right?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Thank you.
Ah, thank you so much for a good job. I appreciate that. I always have a very good love from there. Doc, thank you so much. Doc?
I was looking for somebody.
Check it. He probably just stepped out.
Gone.
Oh, he's gone? Thanks for a good job. Say hi to folks in New Mexico, New Hampshire for me.
Oh,
yeah.
No. You know that I was joking when I said that I will. Just.
Just
don't tell me on that one.
Yeah, I appreciate everything.
That's what I said, so we're trying to integrate this. That makes sense to develop this and something like PhD. So we're using, putting all of the eggs in the basket.
Yeah.
We just want four.
Yeah, it'd be very good. It'd be very, very good. Thanks for, I know you're a very, very busy guy, but for taking time to come here to help us out with.
No, this is important. it's key for us, the proper management of data for us. This
yeah. Is yeah. I know. Just Amy and Amy Castillo and the other lady. I hope their babies are doing fine.
Amy Castillo and Joe.
And Joe.
They are both
yeah.